race day breath control, the HRV reset protocol. Elite runners use before the gun. You've trained for months. You're at the start line, heart pounding at 110 BPM before you've taken a step. That pre-race spike isn't a sign you're unprepared, but left unmanaged, it will cost you in the first mile. Elite runners understand something most recreational athletes don't. Heart rate variability, HRV, is a trainable signal, and a specific breathing protocol deployed 8 to 12 minutes before the gun can reset your autonomic nervous system from panic mode into performance mode. Why HRV matters at the start line. HRV measures the variation in time between consecutive heartbeats. Higher HRV signals parasympathetic dominance, better oxygen delivery, sharper cognitive function, and stronger emotional regulation under stress. Lower HRV means your sympathetic nervous system is running the show. Useful for sprinting from danger, suboptimal for executing a paced race plan. The 2018 systematic review in Frontiers in Human Neuroscience confirmed that slow-paced breathing, at approximately 6 breaths per minute, consistently elevates HRV and reduces anxiety markers within 5 to 10 minutes across multiple populations and conditions. Zaccaro et al., 2018, PMC57975. The mechanism is direct. High sympathetic activation before a race, driven by cortisol and adrenaline, shifts cognitive resources away from the prefrontal cortex. That's the region executing your pacing decisions, effort calibration, and the mental arithmetic of when to push. The protocol. 4. Count in. 6. Count out. The simplest evidence-based approach is slow-paced breathing targeting 0.1 Hz, roughly 6 breaths per minute. Inhale slowly through your nose for 4 counts. Exhale through pursed lips for 6 counts. Repeat for 5 minutes, stepping away from crowd noise if possible. The extended exhale is doing the critical work. It stimulates the vagus nerve via the diaphragm, which is the direct pathway to parasympathetic activation. Research from Buchheit, 2014, in Frontiers in Physiology, established vagal tone as a key readiness marker in endurance athletes, PMID 2478692. You're not calming down. You're optimizing. The psychology of sharp, not calm. After 3 to 4 minutes, you'll notice a narrowing of focus and a slight drop in resting heart rate. This is your prefrontal cortex coming back online. Elite runners don't describe this state as calm. They describe it as sharp. That distinction matters. Calm implies reduced arousal. Sharp implies controlled readiness. Adrenaline is still present. You're layering executive control on top of it, not replacing it. Train it before race day. Don't try this protocol for the first time at the start line. Practice it before hard training sessions, before tempo runs, before track intervals. Your nervous system learns to associate the breath pattern with time to perform, which shortens the reset window and deepens the effect when stakes are highest. Mental performance is a trainable skill. This is one of the highest leverage habits, not yet in most runners' warm-up stacks.